This is KCUR. On First Fridays, the Crossroads Arts District attracts a crowd to an area that has been transformed into a mecca for artist studios, galleries, restaurants, and shops. Just about a mile away, it's a little quieter, but the historic 18th and Vine Jazz District has many cultural amenities of its own, such as the American Jazz Museum. As KCUR's Laura Spencer reports, efforts are underway to link the two districts along 18th Street.
It's a Friday morning just before 10, and there's a line at Thou Mayest, a coffee shop in the East Crossroads, mostly 20-somethings, millennials, like Michael Schmidt, a fifth-year senior at Iowa State University who grew up in Olathe.
You know, there's not a big connection from Olathe to downtown, so I didn't spend a whole lot of time while I was growing up, but I've heard about the Crossroads and visited the Vine for field trips, you know, but Olathe suburb kid would do.
Schmidt studies landscape architecture, and he says he gained a new perspective on Kansas City during an internship here. Schmidt and classmate Andrew Smith are taking a close look at the 18th Street corridor.
So the idea came when I was going to a show in the Blue Room downtown with my family, and we were just driving from the Crossroads down to the Vine on 18th, and we just kind of noticed a kind of a disconnect.
The Crossroads grew organically through an influx of artists over the last few decades, and 18th and Vine is the historic center of African-American culture and commerce. But in between, says Schmidt, there are more parking lots than buildings.
As landscape architects, we want to encourage pedestrian use of the street and walking and public transit and biking. So those are a lot of the elements we're trying to bring to the site.
The students sought input from community leaders and city officials. Jeffrey Williams is the new director of city planning and development. He says his team provided data and historical perspective.
So their work is building upon some of those past plans, but moving it forward.
We have a big island or a vacuum between the two districts.
Walking along East 18th Street, Jake Wagner ducks into a doorway just across from the historic Lincoln Building. Wagner teaches in the Architecture, Urban Planning, and Design Department at UMKC. He points in the direction of the Crossroads.
The Crossroads has been moving towards the east, and there's more activity. And so you kind of have to have both districts reaching out towards each other. And I think there are younger people now who are the connectors.
But solidifying that connection takes time. Nearly a decade ago, Wagner invited landscape architect Walter Hood to explore 18th Street, to work with teams of students and generate dozens of ideas, reasons to stop along the corridor.
When Walter Hood came here 7 or 8 years ago, he basically said, you know, it's a really long 1 mile walk, which doesn't seem like that long, but when it's not somewhere you want to walk, people won't walk it.
Someone who has walked or marched this stretch each year for more than 15 years is David Ford on Mardi Gras. David Ford is an artist and owns YJ's Snack Bar on 18th Street in the Crossroads. He's also a central figure in the arts community's costume balls and parades during the carnival season. On Mardi Gras, crews decked in feathers and beads stroll at dawn from the west side to the Crossroads and march in the evening from the Crossroads to 18th and Vine.
That night is just about, you know, it's a long way, and are you ready, right? It's a symbol of connectivity in our city, and it's a symbol of connectivity, you know, whether you're a banker or a real estate agent or you're an artist, right?
The mile-long march to 18th and Vine started as a wake for jazz musicians, and Ford says there's a natural affinity between the two districts.
I mean, these are some of the great abstract expressionists that came out of 18th and Vine, and these are the people that, if I go to a great jazz show and I leave before the second set, it's because I want to go home and paint, because they just, like, inspired me, right? This is an old connectivity.
Happy Mardi Gras, folks. Yay! On Mardi Gras, the festivities continue in the streets and in the Blue Room. The American Jazz Museum's Greg Carroll.
Symbolically, it's a wonderful connector. It's a great connector for communities of people, for communities of arts to come together and celebrate.
But Carroll says this connection between communities shouldn't just happen once a year.
There's a couple of residuals that are coming out of here. One is that some folk are talking. It's good. They're talking. Now, there's been a lot of talk.
And that talk is turning into ideas. Iowa State student Michael Schmidt says they're in the thick of things now, the design phase of reimagining 18th Street. They're drafting possible anchors, like a green space in the middle. where art and music can come together. An inviting place between the crossroads and 18th and Vine. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.